Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Well, you don't get it, because Stanley is a beautiful, sassy, powerful black man, and you're you. If you had any friends, you would understand. Friends joke with one another. Hey, you're poor. Well, hey, your mama's dead. That's what friends do.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. We got a fuck of a show for you today, but what does that mean? We're going to figure it out later.
We make it up as we go along.
Absolutely.
That's how we do it all.
The entire premise has just been laid out. Oh, what's going on? Do we need to move some things?
I have no idea what's going on.
Move your mic up a little. There you go.
And that...
Like this?
There we go.
That's usually how we start.
This is about right.
Is yours all fucked up?
No, I've got it.
Okay. We're gonna... I'll just mute this really quick.
Okay, I'm good.
We're good.
Yeah.
See? Fuck of a show, you guys.
Yeah.
Fuck of a show.
As it's a type of fuck.
Well, now it's out of the way now, so...
Which is fucked up. Yeah, so, all right. We got all the pieces together. It's flowing. What'd everybody bring?
Beer.
To the booth. Beer.
I have literally never brought beer, and I just realized that, and I feel like a piece of shit, and I apologize.
And I always show up with... I think I can think of, like, 3 shows that I've done since I've been able to drink that I haven't showed up with something to drink.
All right, been able to drink...
I promise I don't have a problem.
Drink. Two very different things.
Yeah. Seems like you just volunteered to bring a six-pack next week.
Yeah, we're holding it to that.
Yeah, we're gonna see if that happens.
You think you can find that Guinness around, or is that...
Do what I can.
Guinness is good stuff.
Search high and low.
Do you know how hard it was to find it?
Jared just had a really hard time finding Guinness when I built a computer
Long
for
story
him.
Long story short, I didn't fucking find it.
Okay.
Which is fine. You probably would have found it in a can anyway, and it would have been tainted.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Because, yeah, it's touched by aluminum.
I had something interesting today.
Okay.
An espresso stout.
That's good stuff.
I don't remember the name of the place, but it's in Camas. It's across the street from where the champagne bar used to be.
Okay.
That corner has been 3 different businesses ever since.
That sounds like the kind of drink where you're trying to wind down for the day, but not anytime soon.
No, definitely not.
It's like
not.
You want to have one beer, but you want to have a nice, good, heavy beer.
It's like that one place where...
It's like New York's hottest club, but it's in the opposite end of the country.
Yeah. And it also isn't going to possibly get stabbed by a hobo with a broken bottle, but...
Yeah. See, the Northwest version of Stefan is same voice,
just
but
reviewing brew pubs.
Reviewing brew pubs, plaid shirt, mustache, the shitty glasses without the lenses in them. You know.
Yeah.
If we want to build a character, there's your basis
like
for it.
4-day beard shadow, but nothing else.
Exactly.
No, like a full-on beard, but like a really patchy and scraggly one. One that like he hasn't shaved in like...
Oh, like a shit beard.
Like a shit beard.
That's like half neck beard, half patches.
But somehow he's like the coolest guy.
In his own mind, anyways.
Yeah.
Well, he's reviewing all these brew pubs. Obviously, he is the coolest guy. He gets free beer. Oh no, did I kill Drew? I'm so sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear a live death. That was a death rattle.
No, it was just a little bit of beer going into my lungs.
Nope,
that's all.
Too late. Drew's dead. Oh, no.
You got to refresh those... what do you call it? Bronchioles? Bronchioli? I got bronchitis. Fuck, talk about dead memes. That one's dead, right?
Oh,
when she did
so
that commercial
dead.
For cars, she died, right?
Yeah,
what?
That's about
the
it.
Lady, the, ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh.
That one of the deadest, you're not familiar with
that
the...
That is a very old meme.
Very
old. Okay. I am familiar with it. As a meme goes.
But it's okay to say you're not familiar with it, because to use it regularly now is a sign of being behind the times.
Yes. Yeah, it's almost just kind of a joke meme at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like wearing one of those really skinny ties from Falling Down, present day. One of those 90s ties.
Falling Down. I never have seen it.
I've never even heard of that. What is that?
It's Michael Douglas goes through White Rampage.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome. He fucks up a burger place. Not majorly. He just has a really big problem with breakfast ending at certain times.
Which is probably why they serve breakfast all day now.
What was the name of the place that he walked
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie, so
maybe
I just
it was
established this.
Or
yeah.
Something.
Just make sure you need to appease everybody and you won't get shot. That's the secret. Did anybody ever threaten to shoot up a McDonald's, Therese? At least at the one you worked at?
Not when I worked there, no.
But after you left?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
We would have heard about it.
I decided to open my own chain. I'm going to call it Whack Donald's.
Yes.
Nice.
Cease and desist in 5, 4, 3, no.
Yeah, and you're going to get a Wacky Meal instead of a Happy Meal. But instead of a toy in there, you're just going to get whatever the fuck we find. So you might get like a wedding ring, some garbage.
A urinal cake.
An extra burger.
A
like,
left behind cell
knows?
Phone.
Our secret sauce will be called Whack Sauce, but there's no way around that.
God damn, this is like rolling a fucking D20 for the kids. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, you could either get, you know, just like some a used napkin somebody left on the table. It's literally whatever was left on the table that we collected.
Yep.
Oh, so, fuck.
You get an iPhone X. Congrats.
Yeah.
Has
you
anybody,
get grandma's old prescription.
Has anybody touched one of those phones yet?
No.
Yeah, they're nothing special.
I feel like if I touch it, it's going to just turn into dust. The first one I see. This is actually, this is a fun thing. You know the Apple iPhone battery thing? I'm sure everyone else has talked about it already.
Slow down?
Yeah.
Yes. $999 billion lawsuit. Can you believe that shit?
Wait, is that what the class action's up to?
Did they just push nines until they stopped going?
Yeah, basically it's $1 trillion lawsuit.
What the hell are you guys doing? You're supposed to put in a one and then hold down the zero key.
But if you put in all nines, it's a bigger number.
Zeros are easier.
Right, but nines are bigger.
I don't care.
What the fuck do I care? It's not my money.
Yeah.
But this is a cool thing that we might have to start doing at work. So everybody mailing these phones in, they're going to have like at least a 3-month waiting period, even though the price is cut. It's because the price is cut. Everybody.
And I love how Apple turned this whole damn thing into a money-making opportunity.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're fucking rolling in it.
They take something that's going to be a class action lawsuit, and they're going to make money off of it.
Fuck yeah.
But,
That's industry right there.
America.
But at work, a lot of our sales guys, they just get an iPhone so we can track them or something, I guess. And we don't want to wait 3 fucking months to set a phone in to get the battery replaced. So we're just going to do it in-house.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to be that guy.
Avoid all the warranties?
Yeah.
Replace batteries yourself?
Yeah. I've kind of wanted that shirt for a while.
You know, I avoid warranties?
Yeah. I've done that to so many things. I did the other day. I did what would have been considered a level 1 diagnostic in Star Trek.
Okay.
You ever seen these weird laptop cooling stations?
I've had one.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it a good
like
one?
A 10% angle, 10 degree angle?
No angle. It was completely flat.
Oh.
I think mine had an option for that.
Anyways.
Little feets on it.
Yeah.
That folded out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's just a big ass fan in it. This one was getting real stuck, so I just took the whole damn thing apart and cleaned out the inside of it. It was really gross. Put some engine grease in it. Ran like new. Whisper quiet.
Nice.
I expect that to last a year. And I saved maybe $20. So hooray for me. I get to put that on my resume.
And how long did that take you?
Like 50 minutes.
So that $20 in your wage covered the cost.
Yes.
So basically you broke even.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Was the
And can you
main
put a price
point
on that?
No, I don't think so. But, no, really the hardest part was just taking apart the fan.
Yeah.
I'd never done that before. There's this weird-ass ring on the back of it. You pop it off, you're done.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be fun back on the iPhone thing, because, first of all, it's kind of funny, because my office actually just talked about getting away from iPhones and going to Android.
Amen.
I know, I agree completely.
Flash those fuckers all you want.
Yeah. And then the funny thing also on the iPhones, it's going to be interesting to see what they do this year for their phones.
Oh, because they have to come out with a new one, don't they?
Because they have to come out with the 9 and 11. Because they have the 8 and the 10 out now, so the next logical step would be...
It's true.
Yeah.
And if you stack the... And if you hold the phones up next to each other, one of them is slightly smaller than the other one.
Yeah.
And probably if you hold one of them in a certain place, it just starts to burn.
One of the standard backgrounds is an airplane.
I wonder if they feel fucking stupid.
iPhone 9/11 coming in September 2018.
I think they're praying in front of a statue of Steve Jobs inside their basement right now, hoping for some wisdom, but he's in like Buddhist garden in the sky or whatever, just giving him the finger. I'm out.
Not although, my fucking issue.
They may wait until next year to do that, because they may just do the 8S and the XS, which is a terrible name.
I'm
but...
so glad I got out of that fucking game. I ditched all the Apple shit back when they were like in iOS 5.
Yeah.
It was the thrill of jailbreaking people's phones for candy money in high school was... It was wearing thin.
Yeah.
Were you that guy?
Oh, yeah, I was that guy.
You totally were that guy.
Yeah, you offered to do it to mine, and I'm like, nah, I'm okay.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not for everybody.
Yeah, like, I had a couple stolen iPods that I definitely could have used you for, but whatever.
Well, I obviously wasn't marketing myself well enough.
Yeah, damn.
I'll think of that next time.
I'll bring you my stolen iPods from now on.
Stolen iPods. Yeah.
Holy shit,
no. The only Apple products I have are just work stuff. So my iPad, my iPad Pro, and my iPhone 7, which is shit.
All right, a little bit off topic, but
that's fine.
If a man,
that's
was
what we're
going,
here for.
If a man was going to invest in some stocks, like what companies would you say are on the rise right now?
Amazon. Yeah, I haven't
not
looked at
Bitcoin.
Stocks.
Not Bitcoin.
Honestly, Amazon isn't necessarily the best option because they only pull a profit like half of the year.
Really?
They
Christmas time.
They constantly fluctuate between profit and loss.
Well, they're building a big ass new warehouse down south right now.
It's because
it's fucking huge.
They get enough profits during the profit times to compensate for their losses, so they net a profit, but they're constantly fluctuating.
So Amazon, that's good.
So buy when they're on their low and sell when they're on their high.
Okay, when are they going low?
I don't know.
That's worth a Google.
This is why you do your research. This is why stockbrokers get paid good money.
Yeah, I need to find one of those.
Maybe you need to, yeah, you need to find a stockbroker.
You should invest in a pet business because people are having less children and adopting more pets. Like, that's, like, a fact.
I don't know how you would invest in an adoption shelter.
No, like Petco or something.
Yeah, like Petco or just anything pet-related, pet.
People are starting to realize that kids fucking suck and animals are better.
Yeah, basically.
And they're cheaper.
Yeah. They don't talk back to you.
Jared, you're just not...
You can lock them in a crate if they misbehave.
Yeah.
You can't do that with children.
Perfect.
They pee on the carpet, well, you can rub their nose and you whip them with a newspaper.
Yeah. See, you can do that to children, you just can't tell anybody.
You just can't, yeah.
You can't be proud of it.
If they tell somebody, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Dogs don't tell anything.
Themselves.
That's why you don't teach your kids how to talk. I think that's the simplest way.
It's frowned upon in our culture.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the best meme I ever saw in my life?
Oh, tell us.
I don't know.
At least
so it was
until the next best meme comes along.
Yeah, it said like in the 1400s or whatever, some king, I forget, like they had, it sounded really good. Like, he took a mute woman and two children, just sent them to an island to discover what, like, the natural language of the humans are.
Okay.
20 years later, he ships people out there, they pick them up, the first thing they say when they come back is, the tingle, scurra! Wap, pop, pop, pop. You ever see that one?
No.
No, what the fuck?
I have no idea what the hell that even means.
How do you spell that thing you just said?
Big Shack.
Can you repeat that?
Big Shack.
Meme, just meme.
Shaq as in O'Neal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Big Shaq meme.
Ba-da-da-da-da, Big Shaq the Ting Engine.
Yeah, the Ting Engine.
Is that it?
Yeah. It's just
how
most...
visual is this? Because I don't know if
Wait, it should be a dude in a booth.
Dude in a booth.
This is Thomas the Tank Engine right there.
Yeah, like, it should not... be some guy who can, like, barely speak English, like, trying to freestyle, and it's just, like, the most atrocious thing ever.
That's
where the man's not hot comes from.
Is this it?
Yeah.
That's the guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so this isn't visual at all. This is just...
This isn't it. This is him explaining the lyrics.
Okay, so I'm not really sure what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I don't either.
Just type in Big Shaq.
That's what I did. Big Shaq meme.
I was hoping they would just come up with the fucking... What's it?
Big Shaq, man's not hot, know your meme. Okay, there's Big Shaq, which is different than normal Shaq.
Yeah,
Big Shaq is a rapper?
Yeah, Big Shaq is bigger.
Oh, see, when I hear Shaq, I think Shaquille O'Neal, but...
Yeah, but anyway, so his name is Big Shaq, and he has some, like, song that he sings in a booth, and it's absolutely atrocious, but they turned it into a meme.
Big Shaq's meme machine single, man's not hot, gets a video star. I don't know who that bitch is. British rapper in quotes. That's always good. See, if you're British, you can't really be a rapper because you talk funny.
Well, I just thought it was because you was shit.
Yeah, that's actually pretty much it.
Okay. Well, everybody search for that meme.
Yeah, Big Shaq.
It's the best one.
How have you guys not heard the ting goes?
Because we do not know D-Way.
Is he like,
Where the fuck did that come from?
What?
It's just like a really shitty version of Knuckles the Echidna from Sonic the Hedgehog. The
Uganda Knuckles.
Yeah. Look that up. I need to see that. I haven't seen it yet.
You do not know the way.
What the fuck?
See, and I have one meme saved from that, and I don't even know where it's from.
Is this, Oh, man, he looks really fucked up. You weren't kidding. Oh, shit.
What is going on right now?
I don't know. Should I even be... This has 7.2 million views.
The Bloods versus the Crypt.
No, this is... Yeah, it's too visual. I'm sorry. Right now. But all you need to know is Knuckles the Echidna, the beloved children's character, has been mutilated in post-production, and he's from...
Speaks with a Ugandan accent.
He speaks pidgin.
Yeah, brother, do you know the way?
What the fuck? No. He's not wearing the Rasta hat. I can't really believe this image.
Well, he's from Africa, not from Jamaica.
Yeah,
you can wear a Rasta hat in Jamaica. Don't be a racist.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where
he's not from Jamaica. He's from Africa.
Uganda.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can wear a Rasta hat out there.
I guess.
Do you know?
And you automatically get the accent when you wear the hat. It's a fact.
I think you're getting a distance between Jamaica and Africa very far off.
I know what the distance is. I'm just saying the Rasta hats have supernatural powers, and they endow you with the ability to speak Jamaican.
I don't have any sort of evidence to counter that claim. So
yeah, I didn't think you did.
Well, I don't believe you, and I cannot prove you wrong.
And I respect myself enough to not buy a Rasta hat to find out. So.
Here's a fun thing. You can't say beer can in a Jamaican accent without it sounding like bacon.
I've heard that. Say bacon with a British accent, and that's beer can in a Jamaican accent.
Oh.
Bacon.
Bacon.
That's
bacon. And that's beer can.
Yeah.
Beer can. Jamaican.
Yeah.
That's a fun lexical trick. Thanks, Jamaica.
Let's see if it works with anything else. Probably not.
This episode is brought to you by Jamaica. Visit it or don't. We're not your bosses.
If you do visit it, don't pick the five-pointed star.
They finally legalized it a few years ago.
Did
I
they?
Think.
Actually, I missed that.
It was a big controversy. If I just type in Jamaica...
Five star.
Legalizes it. Will I get results? Jamaica legalize it. Long opposed to marijuana.
I'm actually kind of surprised it took as long as it was, because it just grows rampant down there.
Wait, are you fuck? It wasn't legal?
No.
No.
Let's see.
It's like literally the national plant of Jamaica, and it was illegal.
You don't think about Jamaica without thinking about weed, man.
My dad has pictures when my mom and I, he and my mom were in Jamaica, and they found like a pot leaf that was probably 2.5 feet in diameter.
Holy fuck. That's crazy.
I want to eat it.
Oh, it was a huge, like, you would literally end up in a Jamaican prison for a long time if you picked and tried to dry it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's just a country in denial.
They're like, nope.
No. Yeah. Denial is a river in a country in Egypt, but you get my point.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think anything happens if you just eat the raw leaf.
No, it has to be dried, I think.
You gotta cook that shit?
Yeah.
What about that myth that was going around that dried banana peels get you high as fuck? Did anybody ever hear
what?
That has to be a myth.
Hang on.
Otherwise, like, people would be out there fucking cooking banana peels left and right, right?
Well, at the same
time...
Maybe
it was because there was vitamin B, but although I think vitamin B would boil out.
Vitamin B, blaze it!
Let's see. Hippies thought smoking banana peels would get you high?
Yeah, maybe that was it.
It's like the whole rye bread mold thing will technically work as a mild hallucinogenic.
What is? Sorry.
The mold on rye bread.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before.
Is mildly hallucinogenic. That being said, it also is technically slightly poisonous, but... So if you want to get high, you're also poisoning yourself, but go you.
Oh, man.
Isn't that what getting high is all about, though?
This story goes all the way to the
60s. Is, man.
Yeah. I think getting high is about achieving a higher sense of enlightenment or some bullshit.
Nah, dude, I'm
what, with psychedelics?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about mind expansion. Ask Joe Rogan. I think he knows all about that.
No, it's all about getting fucking crunk.
Is that what Joe Rogan's all about now?
That's what I'm all about. Fuck Joe Rogan.
You know, if you just drink enough, eventually you will see rainbows and pink elephants.
Yeah, no shit,
I think if you
right?
drink enough, you don't see anything.
Which is technically a hallucination.
There you go.
Is it?
You're seeing into the vast expanse of nothingness.
All I see is black.
Dude, that would be the last thing you'd want to see if you were actually tripping on psychedelics.
Is nothing.
You just see blank space. That would be the biggest freak out of your fucking life.
I would cry. There's no way around it. I would just fucking cry.
Oh gosh, I'm suddenly now imagining somebody who's like tripping on LSD in like the ape caves where it's
no
light, just echoes.
That is the bad place, man.
Like you make a noise and it just echoes.
You guys busy this weekend? Let's go do that.
Oh shit,
I'm down. Just,
let's go do some LSD
I'll
in the
try
ape
anything
caves,
once.
Dude. I haven't been to the ape caves in so long.
I probably haven't been in a year.
I want to go.
Multiple years for me.
They're actually open, no, right?
Are they?
I don't know if...
Let me check.
Because I know they close sometimes for the winter. Actually, no, I don't think... Teresa, I don't think you and I have been since we've been married.
You guys, that's a marker of time when you've been married.
Well, it's a good definite date to remember, so...
Seriously.
Let's see. This is the description of the caves. Why won't you tell me if it's open or not? What are your hours, ape caves? Can you tell me? I don't think so. The information is not immediately springing to my fingers, therefore I don't care. Throw the mouse across the room. Oops. Turn my microphone way up too high.
Yeah, tell him fuck y'all.
Gosh, that's going to be hard to edit out in post.
We don't edit shit. What are you talking about?
Anyway, no, I've heard shit like blind people taking LSD. They'll see colors. That's real.
Now, is that people that...
They really see colors?
Yeah.
And is that people who went blind... later in life, or were born blind?
Both.
Then how do they know what colors are if they've never seen them?
Because now they can see them. Thanks to LSD, I can now see colors.
Because it's not their eyes seeing, it's their brain.
But how can they describe what colors are if they don't have any sort of quantifiable thing to describe them?
I figure as long as it's not nothingness, they kind of figure it's a color.
Yeah.
That's the best I got.
Whoa, a rabbit. That's a cool color.
I've heard accounts of people who are blind that... You know, you wonder, what is it like to be blind? Do you just see just a blank nothingness?
Yeah.
And it's not that you just see black, it's just that you don't even have a concept of what seeing is.
I've also heard this one. Try and imagine what the view is from your elbow looking out.
Yeah.
You can't do it. It's not a frame of reference you've ever had.
From an elbow looking out?
And
yeah.
No, like if
there,
you
I just got it.
No, like if literally if you were looking out of the perspective of your elbow.
Yeah. Like if there was an eyeball in your elbow, what would it look like? You don't know.
What would my eye look like, or what would I see?
What would you see?
I would see you, and I would see the doors.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, that's how eyes work. They see what you're looking at.
Usually. I feel like maybe blinking would have to be controlled by the movement of the arm. Yeah. So you gotta do a Hitler salute every time you want to get some fluid on that eyeball.
You're like, my elbow's drying out.
No, I swear, this is just for my eyes.
I found... info on the ape caves for right. It's actually
if it's open.
It's on that same page that you just didn't read.
Shit. Yeah, I was not reading that. You're
current
correct.
Conditions as of the 8th. Forest road to ape cave gated for winter at Ooh. Trail of Two Forests, requiring a 1 mile walk to the ape cave. Expect ice and snow on the road. 2 inches of snow currently at the Trail of Two Forests. Washington State snow park permit is required for parking and is not available on site.
Wow.
Da, da.
I don't want to have to walk to this fucking place. I have to walk while
you don't
I'm
want
in
to
it.
Have to walk
yeah.
to walk.
So
yeah.
You can go, but
it takes a little extra work.
We're not. We don't. If you do and you die, it's on you.
Yeah, good you were warned.
Also, if you don't pay this for this permit, you'll die anyway.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah,
basically,
they really crack down on those permits sometimes.
Well, yeah, that's the one way to get the state serious about something is interfere with their money.
But why is it always with the snow stuff?
Because if they can charge you for a second permit rather than just your forest pass, then they will.
Maybe there should just be a year-long pass that covers all permits. It's like $100 a year.
Or maybe because I pay my taxes, it should be free.
Capitalism!
Because
I think that's what we're...
Because it's a government park. I pay my taxes to the government, therefore I paid for it. I already own it.
But you're not part of the government, so you don't get to...
Boy, Drew,
that's true, I'm not
really
a corporation,
feel.
So...
You should only get one vote if you're Coca-Cola, then. Like, it doesn't... Why would it matter if... Okay, you're Coca-Cola. All of a sudden, you grow legs, arms, and a head. You're Coca-Cola as a person. You only get one fucking vote. It doesn't matter how much goddamn money you have.
Sure it does. Clearly you haven't paid
attention to politics. If you throw it around all
clearly you haven't paid attention to politics in the last 20, 30 years to see that... Actually, it is actually how much money you have, not how many votes you have.
Yeah, that's about it.
I wonder how much money it takes to gerrymander a little bit. You ever seen those fucking weird-ass gerrymandered maps?
Mm-mm.
Do you know, Jared doesn't know what gerrymandering is.
Yeah, I've heard the term, I just don't remember what it was.
Okay, the idea of gerrymandering is, say there's really densely populated areas and really shitty, like, not populated areas.
So picture, like, L.A. versus the Midwest.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're pretty close to each other. They're in the same state. And your political party has been falling behind for years. You decide to redraw the districts a little bit so you can grab some of that higher populated area and bump your vote numbers up.
Okay.
So that results in some really fucked up shapes out there, especially in Illinois.
Especially in Illinois.
Not that it makes a difference because that state's been blue for decades.
Yeah, it's true, but the only reason for that is because of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, same way California is only because of L.A., Sacramento, and...
You know, the whole South.
Well, no, basically, San Francisco, L.A., and Sacramento. Most of California, only about half of California actually ends up turning blue, but because most of the population lives in those three cities.
Where do these live? 115th... Maps...
Yeah, it is always interesting to see any election cycle to look actually at the state-by-state county distributions or district distributions of things to see how disparate
it is. I just like maps in general. Like, even the really fucked up wrong ones. Like, yeah. All the ones that are shaped like stars and shit. And
like, the ones from, like, the 1500s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even know what the fuck Australia is yet.
Yeah.
Maybe they do.
They get out halfway, they're like, fuck it, there's just dragons, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Why aren't there... I want dragons on our goddamn maps again. That should be something that we petition for.
I need a fucking dragon.
At least one, you know. It's pretty boring without any dragons
going on. Just one. Maybe we'll, like, pass it around as, like, a community thing. Like, here, you get the dragon for a day.
Maybe they used to exist and they were just hunted to extinction.
We would have found
like the dodo bird.
Yeah. That's true.
Was the dodo bird hunted to extinction, or did it just die?
It was hunted to extinction.
It was hunted because it was a dumb fuck of a bird.
Yeah.
Like, it deserved it.
Apparently
it
was pretty bland.
If dodos were alive now, we would be actively running them over with our cars because we would hate them so much.
Yeah, like, the minimum car insurance would cover basically, like, your trees falling on the house and if a dodo bird crossed the road.
Yep.
Yeah, these things sound fucking stupid.
Yeah.
No, dude, they were. Yeah. It was crazy.
That's why they were hunted to extinction, because they would just walk up to some people that were hungry and be like, they'd be like, oh, I know you taste bland as shit, but I'm hungry.
Boom.
Oh, did dodo bird taste bland?
Apparently it was pretty bland and flavorless, but if you're hungry, you don't fucking care.
I wonder what the eggs were like. They were probably kind of bland, too.
Season it up good and who cares?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean...
They apparently weren't very important to the food chain, because life goes on.
Life, finds a way.
Life,
Does it? You don't seem too sure about it, Mr. Goldblum. Why don't you explain your theory a little bit more?
Chaos.
Yeah. I buy that. Okay.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Life cannot be contained.
Yeah, you could certainly try.
Life breaks free. Sorry, I'm going with
tie seatbelts together and everything makes sense. Look, metaphors. Don't you love them?
Funny, oh yeah, so he does have two female ends of seatbelts, so that's right.
Yeah, that's supposed to be like, ooh,
allegorical.
Look at
yeah, foreshadowing.
Also, that whole Unix system thing was bullshit.
Yeah,
in that movie. But although somebody did
the Unix system, which is basically just a really shitty early '90s video game.
There have been versions of that have been made like for real. Like, people made those shitty point-and-click interfaces, and you had to wait for it to, like, move to the next block. But everybody ditched them because that was stupid.
Yeah, because you could just point-and-click.
Yeah. And if it was really Unix, you wouldn't be fucking clicking anything. It's all keyboard shit.
And if it took that long just to literally turn something on... Yeah, think how...
How long did it take in the movie?
It was, like, a 30 seconds to literally activate a door lock. And literally, you can just go click, enter.
Fucking Newman. He was like a ricer through and through. He just wanted to make shit complicated for the sake of saying that he did it.
What I don't know why is there was zero redundancies that were manually operated as far as like locks. Why didn't they have like a physical manual lock they could lock on top of the electronic locks?
I don't know. And you know what? They're not going to figure it out for this new... Jurassic World Part 2, the Electric Boogaloo.
The one where Chris Pratt survives somehow being overrun by pyroclastic flow.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, are you fucking serious?
There's a scene in the trailer where basically a pirate classic flow envelops him, and
I assume he lives because he's Chris Pratt.
Well, I assume he lives because there's like random set photos that look like it would take place after that scene.
Uh-huh.
And like they're coming out of the water.
Okay, so he either hides in those weird hamster ball things.
No, he's outside of the hamster ball. The other people are in the hamster ball.
So does he hide in a refrigerator like Indy? What the fuck?
I don't know.
Don't live through that shit, man. Okay, we weren't alive for it, but Mount St. Helens is a very relevant thing in our minds. Everyone here knows what a pyroclastic flow is.
And the fact that it's like 2,000 degrees.
It doesn't matter if you're Chris Pratt and you got a barrel chest and you're fucking running as fast as you can. You will die. Don't outrun these fucking things.
Most lay people that don't know this stuff would just assume that, it's just smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing that it's smoke that's 2,000 degrees. It will literally kill you instantly.
It's nature's atomic bomb.
Basically.
Yeah. Well, actually, atomic bombs are kind of nature's atomic bombs, if you think about it.
Atomic bombs are just like the PG version of nature compared to some of the stuff that it can unleash.
The PG version?
Nature can do some crazy shit.
I think not, dude.
Fucking Yellowstone, dude.
Yeah.
Nature was
waiting.
Nature.
Oh, yeah. What do we do when that happens? What's our plan?
We die.
What's that?
Oh, okay.
What's that?
When the caldera blows up, what do we do?
Better things, you know.
Yeah. We live underground as mole people.
Yeah.
Pray to whatever god you believe in and embrace it.
Buddha.
Bring all the apples underground that you can. Learn how to brew your own yogurt. You can make mayonnaise out of hemp. It is possible. Grow your hair real long so you can make clothes. If you want to, you'll be underground. It won't really matter. Maybe just protective foot coverings for all the rocks you're going to be walking on.
Yeah, just build up thick enough calluses on the bottom of your feet like the hobbits.
Yeah, we don't have to be... We wouldn't have to be underground for like very long, would we? Just until the shit cools down up there?
Which could take several decades, so at least a couple generations.
Yeah, fuck it.
It depends on...
That's enough time for people to forget.
Oh yeah, you could have babies underground, no problem.
That's enough time for people to forget things. I mean... it's been shown time and time again that, you know, if you get used to a system and that system falls, even if it was only like 2-3 generations back, you're fucked.
That's fair.
Look at like the fall of the Roman Empire.
Oh yeah, and the
people got
loss of the Library of Alexandria.
Well, that's a pretty big one, but
different. Okay,
yeah, different empire.
I see. I know names, just not when.
That's only like a 600-year difference.
Not too bad. I was expecting 1,000.
Yeah.
Got within that range. Fuck yeah. Good for me.
But no, it's like, so people got so used to the Roman systems that when the Romans fell, they were like, fuck. What do I do if I can't actually go to the market and buy shit that I don't know how to make?
Figure out how to do it yourself, you lazy fuck.
Yeah, but that takes a while. And if you rely on that to literally, you know, survive the season, then you're fucked.
Roman Etsy is written on stone tablets and distributed by donkey. You'll receive your product in 1 to 3 business years.
Business years.
That's holy awesome. Fuck. What is the...
ships from Ibiza.
Let me get your receipt.
Yeah, instead of ships from countries, ships from various Roman provinces. Ships from Numibia. Ships from Ibiza.
Is Etsy a racket? I think...
There's some cool stuff on there, I'll admit, but nothing I would necessarily want to buy.
It seems really easy to...
You gotta pick through the gold.
Yeah, you gotta
pick through the shit to get to the gold?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
No, I got you. But it seems to be really easy to get on there.
Mm-hmm.
Almost too easy. Seems like the bar needs to get raised a little bit.
I view Etsy almost kind of like an electronic version of a Saturday market.
Okay.
There's gonna be a ton of shit, ton of stuff that you don't care about, you're gonna just... glance right over, but you might find one little stall, in this case an Etsy shop, that's like, ooh, this makes a lot of cool stuff. I may want one thing out of it. And then you buy it and they ship it to you.
I just know that my wife has been burned way too many times by slow shipping.
She got me that Frasier shirt on time. That is awesome.
She got your ring on Etsy.
I love it.
Was that off Etsy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she showed me before she ordered it.
Well, I mean, that like, being on time was really neither here nor there, because it could have happened any time. But, like, Christmas gifts.
Oh, yeah, no, I would not rely on Etsy for shipping times at all, because most of the stuff's made to order anyways, So you're relying on the speed of the craftsman.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of things being not on time and all that, I'd like to take this moment to say fuck you to Dick Hanakia.
Same.
You fucked up my whole thing, and I'm coming after you for my $37. Maybe I'll get more. Maybe I'll get Sirius XM Radio. That might be another angle I'll try.
I'll give you a free month and then charge you for the other 36
a
months.
A month?
Or
you can go fucking kill yourselves, okay? I am going to learn your phone tree. I will draw a map of it. I will learn your names. I will call you every day of your life until you just give me $1,000 to never call you again. You will get sick of me. Mark my fucking words.
And then you just call the next person on the phone tree.
And then if that doesn't work, we'll firebomb the place.
Ta-da!
New site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Yeah. Yes. One-starred every single review they sent to me as far as customer satisfaction. I did say that they repaired the car, but in the comments section I said, that doesn't make up for taking 12 fucking days to do it.
Yeah.
You shits. So, Dick Hanakia, if it caught on fire, it wouldn't be the worst thing. I love these spots that we're doing.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, I did finally change the oil in Teresa's car, and they want to charge like $189 or something like that to change the oil, rotate the tires.
At the same place?
Yeah.
Ah.
They want $189 to change oil, rotate tires, and look it over.
There's no fucking point to that. Just
fuck
do
you.
All that. Oh, that is easy shit.
Yeah.
You'll get a workout while you do it.
Well, Les Schwab will rotate your tires for free if you take it into him.
No, I swore off Les Schwab, too.
Same.
I'm running out of, okay, what is it? Okay, there's something wrong with my life. I don't know if a previous descendant of mine fucked over my karma, if, like, Buddha's throwing virtual rocks at me, I don't know. Something went wrong with me and cars. There's a disconnect. So much shit has gone wrong with me and cars.
Was it your dad?
I don't... Wait, is your dad fucking with me?
No.
No, your dad.
Oh, my dad.
You guys have had issues.
What?
You guys?
No,
you and your father.
I don't think my dad has had too many issues. He's actually been pretty lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom had a deer in our minivan one time.
Free meat.
It's, yeah. And my dad's just really lucky at getting cars from weird places. And that's all I really know. I don't think the karma's coming from my dad. I think, like, Henry Ford's got a personal vendetta against me. Like, his spirit is haunting me.
Oh.
Your
and
ancestor,
let me just
Thomas
look behind
J.
me really quick. Nope, Henry Ford's not there.
No, it's just an angry German.
Yeah,
nah, shit.
Your ancestor, Thomas J. Gildersleeve, pissed him the fuck off.
Oh, shit. Yeah, like, he probably got in a fist fight with him and he lost. That'd be so fucking awesome. See, this is why I gotta go back and trace my family history sometime, because I'm sure something like that would explain this whole thing.
They were besties until Thomas J. Gildersleeve fucked him over and his wife or something.
And then you inadvertently bring back a disease and kill out your entire family line, and you cease to exist, creating a paradox.
Well, let's not hope for that. What does the J stand for?
Genius.
Yes.
With a J.
Back in the 1900s, yeah, that counted.
It was a family name. Leave him alone. Sweet. That was his grandfather's name.
Or Jesus. Jesus.
But something's really wrong, though. Like, I'm going to have to bleed the lines on my brakes again. My e-brake is basically not there. I've had 5 flat tires in my driving career, which is very short compared to pretty much everyone out there. It's disproportionate.
Mm.
We need to, like, rub some sage on my owner's manual or something. I need to be cleansed.
You want to rub some sage on some lottery tickets for me? Maybe that'll help.
I think you need Christy basically, will do that. Like, purge yourself by getting something that's rear-wheel drive and just do donuts in a parking lot until the tires burst. And then just get out and just inhale as much of the burnt rubber smoke as you can.
This sounds like a legit ritual. I like
it. It sounds like, you know, like the classic Indian, like, smoke sweat lodges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's perfect.
You just gotta do, like, a bunch of burnouts inside, like, an event center, and then just breathe in as much of that toxic fumes as you can.
Fuck.
And then you connect with your, you know, the ancestor that disturbed the car gods, and then you can commune with him and make amends.
Yes.
If I inhale enough of the fumes, I will see the car gods, yeah. And then I can make a personal appeal.
Yes, exactly.
Damn. That's a pretty good idea. Apply that to the list.
Plus, who doesn't love the smell of burning tires out of rear-wheel drive?
It's not that bad.
No, it's kind of pleasant.
I've been to PIR. It's a totally livable smell.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than actual burning tires.
Yeah.
It's a very fine line.
It's very, very fine.
Between, quote marks, burning rubber and setting a tire on fire.
Yeah.
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 Because, yeah, burning rubber is a controlled burn.
Is it?
Well,
it doesn't seem controlled. Oh, you mean just spinning out.
Yeah, it's not literally lighting it on fire. It's controlling with the amount of gas that you throw down how much you're burning.
Okay, because I've witnessed gasoline poured into a tire and then that being lit. That is a very fast process.
That's a good time.
Yeah. Best way to signal for, like, if you were, like, trapped in the wilderness, you found a little tire. That's the best way to signal a search helicopter.
Everybody listening out there, if you take away one thing from our show, let it not be our Hitler salutes that you have to imagine in your head, but this survival tip. Burn tires.
If you're lost in the woods and you hear a helicopter, burn a tire.
Yeah.
It's the blackest damn smoke I've ever seen.
It's insane, man. Although I was burning those tires at night. So, I mean, I wasn't burning those tires, but they were burning at night.
But yeah. If the tires happened to be burning in my vicinity, it would have been at night.
Shit, Jared. Maybe you should be my lawyer when I go and fuck up Dakana Kia. I need some help, man. You could be you know, if you just grow your hair out a little bit, you could do the Better Call Saul, but, like, he could actually fuck people up so he wouldn't have to hire that one dude that just slept on the money.
Yeah, really?
What's that guy's name?
Mike?
No, the black guy, the really big, Huel. That was his name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He just, oh, yeah, I seen that meme.
Yeah.
Every gym owner, January 1st.
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
Honestly, I'm a little worried that if I went back to Breaking Bad, it may not hold up anymore.
I actually haven't gone back since I finished the show. I mean, we've gone back and watched like a season or two, and then we just get caught up on something else.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, I found this great show. You guys will like it.
Okay.
It's called Nathan For You.
Okay.
The premise is there's a guy, he's from Canada, and he graduated from one of the top Canadian business schools with really good grades, but it cuts to a picture of his report card and he's got like all B's and a C.
Okay.
And he goes to various small businesses and tries to help improve the businesses with extremely unorthodox methods.
Okay.
Is this like Office Space where they're like, yeah, we found that one guy. Turns out he was fired like years ago, but
it's not really like off. It's like it's the mockumentary format like The Office.
Okay.
But it's got a lot more narration. One example is let's see. He walks into a gas station and he comes up with this idea of $1 per gallon gas, but the price is a rebate. And in order to get that rebate, you have to climb a mountain and solve a series of riddles and spend the night with him on the mountain in order to receive it. And people did it.
So it's like a 12th century legend or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, people were sleeping with him in a tent on this mountain over like $15 worth of gas.
That being said, I would do it not because of the money, but because of the adventure aspect of it.
The principle of the matter. This is my $15.
If there's a bunch of cameras around, you better bet something fucking interesting's happening. Hey,
fuck yeah.
I get to climb a mountain, spend a couple nights on a mountain, and get paid to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'll do that.
Well, you paid $15.
Yeah, and pay a couple $1,000 to go up to the mountain, probably, but...
Yeah, it would take a lot to get that one. Another one he did was he found a private detective agency that had no Yelp reviews. So in order to get its first 5-star Yelp review from him, he hired the guy from the private detective agency to follow himself, not the detective agency.
So
guy,
the detective
the
followed
guy.
Himself?
Oh. Yeah. No. To follow Nathan. Okay. The main character's name is Nathan. But he gets 8 actors that look kind of like him, but a lot of them really don't look like him. One of them is really Asian. And they all just dress up in the same clothes, and they run out of a hotel at the same time.
How'd that go?
It went pretty good, actually.
Well, wouldn't that be the point of a private detective, that they're relatively private and they don't have Yelp reviews?
You know what? That's a pretty good point. And the guy didn't give a shit about Yelp anyway. Like, he was trash-talking him the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
But this dude, he fucking, he knows how to deadpan. This show is genius. I don't know what it is, but check it out. Nathan For You. It's probably not on any streaming service out there, but if you can find it, just treat yourself. He also makes a frozen yogurt that tastes like human shit.
I don't know how that's appealing or how that even pops into somebody's mind, but I'll take your word on it.
It's the pilot. The whole idea is just to bring people in to try it.
I don't know.
It's like, wow, that definitely does taste like
what
shit.
What sort of depraved humans would come in to try that?
I gotta be honest, it would catch my curiosity intensely.
Okay, so it was
They all signed a release. You can see them being filmed.
It basically would just be like a room full of Jareds.
We're all just like, well, fuck it. I mean,
how that would even exist without the universe imploding, I don't know. But
you can't make such a broad statement without some fucking evidence behind it. Let's do this.
Well, there's only one of you. We can't get a room full of you to see if the universe will implode.
We just hire a bunch of actors that look like him.
Kind
of
like me.
How hard can that be?
We'll all just wear the same outfit.
At least two of them have to be Asian.
Yes.
And speak extremely broken English.
I want a Mexican.
Yeah, we can't. What, the Mexican Jared?
Mexican? Yes. Oh yeah, I want to see Mexican Jared. That
His
would
name
be
has
so
to
fun.
Be Jesus.
Or Jared.
Jared.
Yeah. And there's an accent over the E.
Jared.
Oh, I didn't want more. I wanted you to drink that.
Oh, I'll take it then. That's fine. You can mix vodka and rum, right?
Yeah.
What does it make? Rodka. That's not real.
What's up?
That sounds fine. Sounds like something I would drink with my eyes closed. What? Sure.
What's up? I think it's the Polish word for vodka.
Oh, yes, then I would drink that.
I thought it was a dance or whatever.
Is it a coincidence that it sounds like water? Is it their water?
I mean, it's probably safer to drink.
It's probably true.
It can't be worse.
That being said, I'd love to go to Poland someday.
Poland can't be that bad. They gotta have clean drinking water.
Not since the fall of communism, no.
Shit, they should have kept that stuff around, huh? Communism, but at least we got water.
No, it hasn't been bad since the fall of communism.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Opposite direction of the way I was taking it.
Yes.
Same way I'd love to go to the Czech Republic, but...
But they don't have water?
No, but I don't have money for it right now.
Yeah, then you better bring a lot of checks with you. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm ashamed
of myself.
Yeah, check out these sick jokes he's got. That's probably the most tried and worn out joke regarding the Czech Republic.
Ladies and gentlemen, good night.
These retarded ass jokes are not cashing any checks.
God, how funny would that be if I just pulled out a gun right now and just ended the show?
Well, I've honestly thought if I ever had like Deadpool or Wolverine healing powers,
yeah,
I would just like hang out, and when somebody's telling like a really terrible story, just like look them dead in the eye. I'd be like, I can't fucking do this.
But the thing is, you still feel that.
Oh, but it's so worth the joke.
Yeah,
because that's the thing is, like Wolverine, Deadpool, they still feel that shit.
See, the thing is, I would not be so scared to get hurt if I knew that it was going to be fine within a few seconds.
Yeah, I think they get so used to being hurt that they just don't care anymore.
See, because it's not getting hurt, it's being hurt that fucks you over. Mm-hmm. Like, getting cut in the finger, I mean, yeah, that sucks, whatever.
Like, ow,
it's having
fuck,
to deal with that for the next fucking week and a half.
Yeah.
That's why you don't stick your fingers where they don't belong.
Okay, here's what I would do. If I had these powers... I would drive down to Vancouver. I would walk in a Dick Hanna Kia. I would walk onto the showroom floor, and I would yell, Dick Hanna stole my soul! And then I'd shoot myself.
Fuck yeah.
Right in front of the 2018 models. Like, I want the brains to go on the
I was picturing
lights.
You going like,
and then get up and run away.
I was picturing you going, like, full postal, but...
No. I don't... Please, because then I could be arrested. I can't be arrested for killing myself, and I wouldn't even die.
And then you just run off, and
actually,
that's gonna fuck them up.
It depends on what state you're in, whether you can be arrested for killing yourself.
No,
there's,
really?
There's a couple states
there's
where...
There's a fine for it.
There's a couple states where it's illegal to kill yourself.
Which one?
You will legit get you'll get a fine for attempting suicide.
Where is it illegal to kill yourself? All right. Suicide legislation.
I guarantee that in that search results, there's at least one suicide hotline number, but...
Let's see. Well, they didn't put it at the top of the page, so they obviously don't care that much.
Which means it doesn't care if you kill themselves as long as you give them $10.
Let's see. Historically, various states. No, I want a list. By late 80s, 30 of 50 states had no laws against suicide or suicide attempts.
So 20 out of 50, so 40% of the union had laws.
Yeah. But, I mean, what do you do if, like, does it move on to, like, one of your family members?
I mean, I'm assuming it's, like, debt, so yeah.
Ugh. That would suck, like, you kill yourself and then, what, like, your son has to go to jail for you?
Or has to pay your fine.
Okay, that's not as bad. And what gets, a suicide
and
fine
gets that
is.
On the permanent record that, yes, I had to pay a fine for suicide.
Oh, you know what? Let's see. Let's do states where it is illegal to kill yourself. This might... to what extent is suicide legal in U.S.? I mean, I know in Oregon they don't give a fuck because they got the assisted suicide law.
That's right. That is still in effect, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think they're... I think it's pretty locked in. I didn't hear they were getting rid of it. Words that I won't read. A lot of words that I'm not going to read.
Between that and the fact that Oregon cannot pump their own gas, they're just setting themselves up for that Zoolander scene.
Oh, man, it's going to happen for real one day. It's going to be on security cam footage, and the only difference is they won't be wearing tracksuits.
Because they're not Eastern European, but...
Yeah. Aren't all those guys... Eastern European?
No, just those are the only people who wear tracksuits in 2018 now.
Oh, right, yep. Right.
You're not wrong.
I almost said 2017, but I realized that new year. So.
New year, new me. What's up?
I don't think it's a new you, Jared.
It's time to bring... Hey.
It's the same old you. It's the same great you.
No, Jared, dude, bring back the tracksuit.
Yeah, don't change, Jared.
You know, I'm going to order them on Amazon right now.
What size is it?
I blew my grandpa's mind when I told him that I could order, like, pretty much anything he could pop into his head that wasn't a controlled thing.
Oh, yeah?
On Amazon. I was like, he's like, oh, yeah, because you can't really find this size of sheets too easy because you got, like, an extra long twin.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you can go on Amazon. I bet you can get one for less than $50.
He's like, easy.
Yeah, right. And so I literally, while I'm sitting there, I pull up my phone, go on Amazon, pull up extra long twin. I'm like, yeah, here you go. Here's, like, 18 colors for $27 each.
He's damn. Like,
what?
And his poor old brain just melted out of his
and
ear.
He's like, well, yeah, how much is shipping? I'm like, it's free and it'll show up in 2 days. If I order it within the next 12 hours, it'll be here on Thursday.
And he's like, bitch, what?
And he's like, oh, welcome to the internet. The future is now, old man.
Man, I can't wait to tell, like, some really young kids when I'm, like, 65 that I had to pull cables out of ceilings. That's gonna blow their minds.
Or we had to wait 2 days for stuff to arrive at our house when we ordered it.
2 whole fucking days.
They're gonna be like, wah!
Absolutely unacceptable.
If not 2 past the day we ordered
Grandpa,
it.
Grandpa, tell me about the meme wars of 2016.
Dude, I can't
the
really...
The great meme war.
The great meme war.
Yes.
I can't really
so
find...
many triggered feminists.
MW2 is going to be Meme War 2.
Nice.
That's not till like 2025.
That'll be like 2020. That'll be the next election cycle. What are you talking about?
Oh, 2020. You're right. Okay. The memes.
Oprah versus Trump. No.
It's not going to fucking happen.
No, I really hope it doesn't.
You guys shot your fucking wad. Oprah is not
going
to be president.
No, I'm not even going to go into that. I just think it'd be like the most meme-worthy election ever.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, you just got to realize that, like, all right, I'm not going to pontificate too much, but y'all are taking this shit too seriously.
Yeah, it's like literally everybody's like freaking out over one speech that has literally nothing to do with anything legislative or executive. And, oh my god, Oprah's running for office!
I didn't even hear the fucking speech. What did she talk about? Like,
I don't know. I just
thanks for this shiny box. It means that I'm good.
And I'm going to be president, okay?
Yeah. So people want to get rid of one person who's acquired massive amounts of wealth by trademarking their name with no political experience for somebody else who has made billions of dollars by trademarking their name with zero political experience.
It's like a zero-sum game where nobody has any dignity left.
Yeah.
I just really want to vote for The Rock if he runs. I don't care if he's straight. Like, his whole campaign is he walks up and he just eats a baby.
Just
yeah,
he I'll just, toss a ballot just, his way, yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
The Rock walks up in just, like, a swimsuit, just so that way he's just The Rock sitting up there with a podium.
Honestly.
A podium.
And then he just, like, eats a baby, and I'll be like, you know what, I'm voting for this man.
Whoever
he's
eats
right.
the baby first gets my vote. I don't yeah. know what you guys are tripping about.
That's a power move right
at
there.
At least they're open about it.
Yeah.
We all knew this was happening.
He's clearly not run by the establishment.
So, The Rock versus Bernie 2020.
Does Bernie eat kid brains?
No, but just I thought he was talking about running again.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to work either.
That dude can barely fucking walk. How old is he?
He's old.
Bernie? He's like...
like 80s, I think.
Hang on. Bernie. If I just type Bernie into Wikipedia, am I going to get it?
Yeah.
The burn.
Feel the burn.
Wow, he didn't even come up as like a main result. I think his life is over. Hang on.
Yeah, maybe he's dead.
I mean,
no, he's not dead.
He basically screwed himself over by calling himself a socialist.
Yeah.
The man is 76 years old.
So he'll be 77, 78 when the election cycle gets over.
Isn't Trump like 72?
Yeah. So, yeah, something like that. He's actually the oldest sitting president.
Huh.
Yeah, but he doesn't... Like, how did Bernie get so fucked in the genetics department and Trump looks
because he doesn't have as much plastic surgery.
Fuck it.
That's true. Bernie probably couldn't afford plastic surgery from giving all his money away, being a socialist and all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what he does with his three houses.
That was a pretty highbrow one right there.
Oh. Yeah.
Doesn't he have, like, three lakefront houses?
Bernie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's got houses out the ass.
Yeah, that's a real socialist.
He could give one of them to Oprah. She's kind of fucked over right now.
It's a real socialist that gives all, you know, that everything belongs to everybody, that I own three houses.
Come on, Bernie. Give Oprah one of your houses. I'm sure she'd love it.
Or yeah, two. You only use one at a time.
Yeah.
I need a fucking house. Give me one.
Yeah. I mean, it's in Vermont, but...
Just give Jared, like, half a house. You didn't need that other half.
You know, I'll just take a room. Just a free room. And a kitchen. And a bathroom. I want my own bathroom.
And internet.
Just no, I'll pay for the internet.
I'll take one room with 24 power outlets, and I'll be fine.
And, like, 50 megs up and down.
Yeah, that'd be nice,
fuck
too.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, that's fine for me.
Is that what you get right now?
Oh, God, no. I'm lucky if I can stream a YouTube video where I'm at right now.
Oh, what's your new place? What's the situation out there?
Whatever I bring with bandwidth.
Yeah?
I mean, because I don't know what they have out there. I'm assuming they have a ton, but right now for my internet, I'm assuming I'm just going to transfer my internet that I have right now out there.
You can do that?
I'd assume there's Frontier out there.
Oh, I didn't know you. I thought you were on Comcast.
Oh, fuck
good
no.
For you for not doing that.
Well, Frontier was literally the only place that went up Butte Hill. It was out there. It was either Frontier or HughesNet.
Oh, God, HughesNet.
HughesNet was like $60 a month with like a 10 gig cap.
Ooh. HughesNet is good if you're on a boat. Not if you're gonna use Facebook for more than an hour. Otherwise, you're done with that 10 gigs.
Yeah. No, literally, you stream Netflix for a week, you're past that point.
Yeah, that's something, like, now that I'm moving back over here... I'm going to have to try and, like, dodge around that cap. That's going to be hard. I think...
Oh, are you running off of your data?
Huh?
Are you running off of your data cap?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
shit.
There's still one at this house, so I'm going to have to figure out how to work around that. I'm probably going to have to... Oh, I'm going to have to download stuff in SD quality.
Or you could get within Wi-Fi range, download all the shit, then play it.
Wait, what? Wi-Fi range of what?
This place.
Oh, no. But no, the cap is here, though.
Oh.
It's the whole house. And I'd be piggybacking off of this internet. So, right now, my dad tells me it's only at, like, 300 gigs. And I have a feeling I'm gonna at least triple that. I'm gonna fuck over this whole system. I'm just absorbing too much internet power. It's at least 9,000.
Over 9,000.
At least! It's a lot.
Yeah. No, I don't even
That's know. Not a dead meme, by the way. No. We were talking about dead memes earlier. That one is still alive and well.
That's an older meme.
Oh, yeah.
That's a much older meme.
Some of their memes are like viruses. Like, depending on the virus, it's either eradicated, like, within the year, or it will just mutate in new ways, and it will continue to live forever. Over 9,000 was one of those. Ain't nobody got time for that. There was only so many iterations.
But it's still around. We still know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just like reading about Black Plague in a textbook. It's not really happening anymore.
Except for it happened like every century up until like the 1600s.
Did you guys get the tags?
Tags?
Yeah. No, we don't do that until we finish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What? Yeah, we don't make this shit up beforehand. What are you talking about?
No, it's okay. We're almost... Are you writing some down? Because I'm sure we got some good ones.
She's just about to pass out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were that... talking that quietly. We can talk louder.
No, maybe we're just that boring. I don't know.
This isn't... This isn't a good barometer for that. I tell people about this show. I don't. None of them have said I've put them to sleep yet.
I don't.
But also, none of them have said I listen to your show.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they just forget about it.
It's probably for the best.
Eh. No, I think this needs to be listened to, but people don't. People aren't going to understand the subtleties of it immediately.
Yeah.
It's a very. We got a subtle brand here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe we can try and branch out into Tri-Cities when we're out there. So you guys will have to call when we're out there.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
And are you going to be, like, on the phone, like, walking around the grocery store and people are going to be like, is he on the radio? Whoa.
Yeah. Like, people are talking about, like, shut up, I'm on the radio.
They're playing my song.
I'm talking to the internet.
We don't play no fucking songs here. I actually had this idea for a bit, like, if we had the energy to do 2 or 3 hour shows, there would be music breaks to, like, re-energize, brew coffee or whatever, but I don't think that's something that we're planning on doing anytime soon.
No.
Nah.
We did accidentally do that 2 hour show that one time, and that's where I got the idea.
We should have taken
it.
Just, like, a break for, like, a bathroom break or anything like that, but whatever.
No, it's more impressive that we did the straight 2 hours.
Yeah.
There's some shows that go, like, 6 hours long.
What the feature length? Oh, no, yeah, it's like,
Special edition.
I mean, I know it's edited and such, but, like, Hardcore History that I've listened to.
Yeah.
The shortest episode I've ever listened to is, like, 3 hours and 20-some-odd minutes.
Anybody got time for that?
Yeah.
No, it's dead, Jared. Stop. I'm sorry.
Well,
if you bring it back, you'll kill us all.
I'm bringing it back. It's like Jesus.
It's like bringing back the plague. It's dangerous.
Ain't never got time with that. Back.
Doesn't
work. Sex it back.
So broken.
What?
Is that song's dead too?
Oh yeah, so dead.
Yeah.
Isn't that when Justin Timberlake's hair looked like a bunch of Top Ramen?
No,
that was post Frosted Tips.
Oh, okay.
Frosted Tips.
That was a bad time.
What a good fashion trend.
I worked with somebody who had Frosted Tips. Oh. I'm like, do you realize that that didn't exist until like 15 years ago, right?
Like present day Frost?
Yeah. Oh. He was like a high school age kid with frosted tips.
Did you tell him, hey, excuse me, sir, I'd like to let you know that you're a fag.
No, I'm just like.
Public notice.
I felt sorry for him, but at the same time, I didn't care.
I'm sure.
Because I don't care.
It's one of those people that just doesn't have any friends, but you don't want to be nice to them, otherwise they're going to think you're their friend, and you can't have that.
Ooh.
Because then they're literally attached to you at the hip.
Yeah.
You know, some of these kids today have really twisted senses of irony. Maybe it was one of those things.
I don't think
they
understand what the word irony means.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of getting lost on people.
Ironically.
Well, like, even the meaning of the word literally is pretty much gone, yeah, so irony, that's out the window.
Yeah. I'm literally starving.
No, you're not. You're figuratively starving.
If you were literally starving, you would be on the ground with flies in your eyes, like all those starving kids, but no! Yeah.
You wouldn't have had the energy to drive here.
You'd be rather emaciated, but...
Yeah.
Are you actually starving?
No.
Okay, good.
Are you figuratively starving?
Nope.
Okay.
All right, good, because we don't have any pizza here. I'm really sorry about that.
I don't know why I asked.
Hate to end the show on some bad news, but there is no pizza here. Yeah. My dad was maybe getting a Tesla, maybe. I don't really know the story. I'll figure it out later.
You should have made pizza. You should have stepped up to the plate.
I've never made pizza in my life. I will learn someday.
Be a man.
It doesn't actually seem that hard.
You must be swift as the rage. Sorry.
I can Google how to make dough, and then you just put stuff on it, and I think... You're done.
Yeah, I think you just throw like some ketchup and some cheese and then some fucking pepperoni and color.
Ugh, ketchup on your pizza?
It's the same shit, isn't it?
You fucking monster.
Ketchup, cheddar cheese, and just some random toppings.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The shittiest pizza ever.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TGIF Radio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not in much to TGIF Radio Show@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIF Radio.com. Closing statements around the table.
Ketchup pizza.
If you make us ketchup pizza, I will literally just spam you until you die.
With spam.
Yes.
On the pizza. Yes. Which I would try. I like spam.
Raw spam.
I like raw spam.
On pizza.
No.
Yeah,
that's too lethal.
I will literally send you raw spam ketchup pizza until you die.
Jesus Christ. Therese, you want some? You good? All right. Let's all take a nap. Party on, everybody.